Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. That's an app. Listen, listen. Watch, react in real time. Toucher and Richer on Twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelp.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. That's an app. Listen, listen. Watch, react in real time. Toucher and Richer on Twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. I've seen a couple of people come into work today, but I can't imagine this is a work day for most people.
No, I mean, most of the people here at the station are going to be out and about the marathon line because, I mean, there's a bunch of promotions we're doing. And
or sleeping. You
know, or sleeping or going to the game down at Fenway.
Yeah, they're getting front row seats.
Is it a pain in the ass? Because obviously we've been working. Is it tough to get to the Red Sox game with the marathon, like with everything shut down and all the roads?
Gotta be.
Like, how much of a pain in the ass?
From one direction, it's gotta be.
Well, here in Brighton, you could do it.
Yeah, if you're coming in from the west, you just take Route 9 all the way in.
If you're coming in on Sturo, it goes over the marathon route, so you're okay there.
Yeah, I think I used to, when I got the lift from whatever, right by the station, I think that we went Sturo.
Yeah, that's the way to do it because there's the bridge that goes over the path.
Or I used to take the train, which isn't that big a pain in the ass, but I could never get home. That's the thing. That's part of the reason I went to the game because I was like, I don't want to spend 45 minutes getting home.
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be rough today too. I mean, I guess the rain they're now saying is coming in at 2. Is that right, John?
Yeah,
it's okay. 1 or 2.
Stopping at 10.
There's like a window there. The game starts at 11.
It's
like that perfect window, and at least this year it's going to be warmer. Last year temperature was in the upper 30s with a downpour. And that's, at least now we got about 20 or 25 degrees warmer.
I've never made it through one of those games on Patriots Day. Never.
Well, there's been times
I get
where
in around the third inning, leave about the sixth inning.
It's always nice because you usually end up on the radio.
Yep.
Because Zolak and Bertrand, I believe they're broadcasting, were down there today.
And they hand me a microphone and they say, go. And then I just start babbling.
And it's wonderful.
Yep. Not today, though. Today I'm going to be responsible. Today I'm going to actually do my normal Monday routine.
Which is go to sleep when?
Which is to sit on my left hand to a stranger. Then then I go and work at the soup kitchen. And then
right.
I come home and we have a family.
Oh, so the stranger comes before the soup kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay.
You come home and do the stranger and then
afterwards, that's just me though. And then I understand.
Then we have friends over for some hot tea. So Tiger Woods, in a very cool moment that everyone watched, won the Masters. and it does revitalize golf, and it is going to make people watch the majors again, myself included.
Oh, with it, there's no question.
It's even just, though the next major is the worst one.
PGA?
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't, I don't even know why it's a major.
Yeah, I was told the Players is probably a better event than the PGA.
Yeah. I think they make more money.
I don't know about that.
So, because I like the British Open because the conditions are always terrible.
You have to hit like a driver on a par 3 170 when the wind's in your face.
Well, yeah, because you hit a driver, it's blowing back about 100 yards.
That's right.
You can actually hit a driver and go negative.
Yep.
And then, obviously, the U.S. Open again this year is at Bethpage Black, which is always interesting. It's not at Bethpage. Oh, it's at Pebble Beach, which is even better.
Okay. The PGA is at Bethpage.
Oh, the PGA.
And he's won both.
Tiger
at,
okay,
the PGA at those courses.
Okay, I need to know. We might need to find some audio of this. Did Tom Rinaldi just take off his pants and cover himself in peanut butter?
Oh, jeez.
Because he's already like Mr. Sanctimonious when it comes to everything Masters. The green jacket. I can't even... because at least with Jim Nance... there's a little bit of leeway you give him because you've got to fill an hour before he actually wins it.
Nothing.
Well, the crying thing sucked. But the hour before Tiger Woods actually won it, how many times can you talk about how this is an amazing moment? And he had to say it 50,000 different times.
Because he believes it's an amazing moment. He thinks...
I mean, it was an amazing moment.
You said how many times does he have to say it's an amazing moment? He acts like he's covering, like I said, the resurrection. He acts like the Masters is the craziest. He thinks the Masters is a religious event. He really does.
And I would think when you get inside that bubble and you go to that golf course and you kind of shut out the outside world, you kind of get caught up in the atmosphere.
No, he gets caught up in everything that he does and thinks it's all because of him. Do you know he's roommates with Freddie Couples at the University of Houston?
I heard that.
Yeah.
All right. Play the part where he calls if you're not human. Do you got that?
I don't think so.
You don't have the part where he says if you're not crying, you're not human?
I don't think so. No.
Oh. I thought Lockhart was here today because I had
No, that's Tracy sitting right there.
No, I know. I thought he was going to be in today, so I texted him to get the audio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he said
he's in France. Actually.
Yeah, Mike's in another country.
I didn't know he was leaving on Saturday. The point was, I requested the audio. I texted or emailed Rich and Mike.
Oh, I didn't know I got that.
That's fine. But at the end, he said, "If you're not crying at this moment, you're not human. Or if you're not shedding a tear at this moment, you're not human."
Yeah, that was way too much.
Yeah, you think? It's ridiculous. He's a ridiculous person.
Waited for years. Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to glory.
Okay, well, that one we knew was coming.
Well, I can't even get the phone screener to work. I'll tell you this, is that I like people on Twitter. I'll say it a bunch of times today that say something like, "I got something in my eye." Or, "I'm not crying, you're crying." Oh. Stop it. If you're crying over Tiger Woods winning the Masters, well, he hugged his kid. Oh, wow.
He never seen him win one.
Well, listen, I know.
Both kids, have not old enough to remember the last time the Tiger won one of these.
Well, you know what? I take it back. You're right. Everyone should be crying.
Have you changed your opinion, though, as to whether or not he's going to catch Jack Nicklaus?
No, I don't think he's going to win three more majors.
I don't think he's going to win three more, no. He might win again. He might win another one. But to ask him to win three more at this age, that's asking too much.
Mike was at the Masters. Mike, you were at the Masters?
Yeah, I was there on Wednesday. And let me tell you, it is like sanctimonious cathedral-type atmosphere. It was probably the craziest experience of my life.
Okay, so what were some of the strange rules that you had to abide by? Because they're known for some fairly ridiculous ways of getting yourself kicked out and your badge taken.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we were lined up 2 hours before the gates opened, and you were to have no cell phone. If you even tried to go in with a cell phone, you'd immediately turn back and then told to check it. But therefore, beforehand, there was waves of people and how they let you in. There was guys with full-blown assault rifles and there was bomb dogs sniffing you guys out in waves. And when you enter, there's a line of security who march you in almost military style form as you walk up to the gate of the entrance of the golf course.
Now, but the food's cheap.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the food was. I probably drank 12 beers and probably ate all day for like $40.
Yeah,
oh.
Super cheap.
Yeah, they
the
keep
parking was free, but you could not run. If you were caught running, you'd be kicked out.
Now, did you enjoy the surrounding areas of Augusta?
The you know we walked on these paths and they smelled like dog crap. They really did.
Yeah,
they, all the I don't know if it was the chemicals or what, but it smelled so bad.
Well, that's the secret. That's the Jim Nance says, Augusta, the smell of excrement.
It's definitely got an aura about it, for sure. I mean, it definitely does. I mean, I had to pick up, you know, a few blades of grass to make sure it was real, to the point where, like, it looked that fake.
How much did you have to pay to get in?
So, not a lot. I mean, and we're supposed to be referred to as patrons. We're not people. We're patrons. Oh. That's the other weird thing.
Right.
But my friend won the lottery and he bought the tickets for face value, which were $75.
Yeah. So, and you got to be there. What, and Wednesday was the par three?
Yeah. I didn't really enjoy the par three. I could care less.
Yeah. Well, listen.
But, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
If that doesn't bring a tear to your eye, and if you're a parent, you're not human.
Well, I guess I'm a robot. I mean, it was awesome, but I wasn't crying.
He's like, you're not human.
Have you ever cried at a sporting event result
over
that didn't involve your child?
I've never cried about a sporting that involved my child.
And me neither, but I'm just trying to think of when you would do that.
There were two times that I cried. Once I was 10 and once I was 12. And the 10 was when Miami beat the Jets for some reason on Monday Night Football. I was able to stay up. And I don't know why that made me cry. And then in 85, no, I was 10 for both. I was 8 and 10. And in 1985, when they screwed up the call at first base in game 6 of the
World Series. Todd
Worrell. Yeah, that's when.
Dinkinger, right?
Yeah. Worrell won the World Series.
There was a guy who actually, Rich, painted that while the ball was in midair.
Yeah.
There was a guy, a St. Louis Cardinals fan, that was so angry, he took a still shot photo of the ball not in the first baseman's mitt and the runner safe at first base, and Dinkinger calling it out, an oil painting, and put it on his wall.
No, he put it on, Dinkinger put it on his wall.
Oh, is that what he painted it, gave it to Dinkinger, and Dinkinger put it on
Dinkinger
his wall.
Put it on the
That's
wall.
Right.
Okay, John, did you cry in 2004?
No.
Okay.
No, I did not, and if I was ever going to, that would have been it. I did not.
I bet, and this is a bold prediction, I bet if we called Dan Roach and asked him if he cried in 2004.
Answer is yes.
No.
You don't think so?
I think even Dan Roach didn't cry. Ooh. I think he was ecstatic.
All right,
but
that's
cried?
The baseline.
That really is the baseline.
That would be the baseline. I say we call Dan and ask.
I bet even Dan Roach didn't cry in 2004.
Well, that's not even the baseline.
He's on his way to the finish line. He's listening.
That is like an extreme. That's the most extreme case I can think of.
If you're doing a bell curve,
yes.
Like he would be at the
exactly
at the exact the other end.
Biggest Red Sox fan that I know and can even imagine, and that if 2004 he didn't cry, then you got no excuse for crying at a sporting event that didn't involve either you or a family member.
Right. I would say so. I guess if were with someone who was like 90 and they had always wanted to see the Red Sox.
But that's different. That's like more about like mortality and death. Like
right.
That's way bigger than that.
Yeah.
You know, and also I'm not talking about, as we said, if somebody came back from like a horrible injury and ended up winning something. Like that's completely different. But just a guy winning, and I know it's Tiger Woods, but a lot of this stuff that happened to him was self-inflicted. I don't know why it's worth crying over.
I don't know if I would cry under any circumstance, but I think I will cry at my son's fifth grade graduation.
They have excuses for graduation at every grade now.
But I will cry.
Oh, really?
A little bit, yep. There's no question about
it. I always find those funny because I think it's ridiculous that there's one at every year. I'm like, oh, what, we got another.
They do like a thing where they show the baby picture and then a picture of them now.
And they play Somewhere Over the Rainbow by that Hawaiian guy.
They did that at my wedding.
I know.
But every time, like, I've been to like a million of these things at school. It's always,
I know that guy. Honest to God, I was on my honeymoon at the time when it was popular. I heard that song maybe 20 times in the 2 weeks.
That is like the We're Gonna Try to Make You Cry song.
Well, that's the thing. It's the whole event. It's like the, it's called like the passing on event,
or like they're dying.
No, like they're passing on to. It maybe that's not the term, but
step up. Moving up.
No, there's some like romanticized like thing about how they're getting older.
So he said, "You guys were moved to tears when Peyton smooshed Papa John." It's a good point. I was at that point. I
was moved to eat when Robert Kraft said, "What do you like? Your hot dog, nice grilled hot dog, sliced." You like it, right?
So he says, we get it. You're tough, Fred. You're from Detroit. You don't cry. No, you just, who's crying at Tiger Woods yesterday?
That was an amazing moment, but why are you crying?
Yeah,
I just said I'm going to cry within the next couple months. I cry, you know, once or twice a year, probably. Maybe not. But I certainly don't cry about sports. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's up, app?
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
DeBrusque, he punished Marlowe.
Oh, Kadri just cross-checked DeBrusque in the head in retaliation for a clean hit.
And now Chara wants a piece of Kadri.
Kadri's going to do it again. He's going to get himself suspended again. This is a wicked, wicked cross-check in retaliation for not only the DeBrusque hit, but also what the DeBrusque hit earlier in the game on Kadri. He looked like he came right up into the grill of DeBrusque with this cross check. He's getting tossed, as he should.
.5, the Sports Hub. We're touching Rich Fluto Shinzawa, senior writer for TheAthletic.com, of course, covers the Bruins. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Shinzawa, hello, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
We appreciate you coming on. So I guess first things first, Kadri's got his hearing today with the NHL. What do you imagine the suspension would be for him?
Oh, he won't be seen for the rest of the series, which is unfortunate for the Leafs. He's in New York today rather than in Toronto preparing for Game 3, which means that the league has the right to suspend the player for six or more games. So what can you say? Like, it adds up to, it checks every tick mark that the league is looking for: headshot, retaliatory. You can see the moment building up throughout the game, just the way that DeBrusque and Kadri have been going at each other the whole game. And then it comes to that in that situation, and then you build in what he did last year to get suspended for three games. It's just, it's unspeakable from the Toronto side what he did, especially going home where you had the advantage of the last change. So no Kadri for the Leafs. For the rest of the series, maybe for the rest of the year, if they advance past the Bruins. So it's just, you just shake your head to see that.
You know, a lot of Toronto fans are complaining about DeBrusque going knee to knee with Kadri. What was your impression of that situation?
it was hard for me to tell just it live. It looked like Jake was trying to lean in with his left shoulder. To, the Kadri's flying, right? I think he was in the box in the situation. He's coming out, and he's flying into the ice, into the offensive zone. And maybe he tried to, he saw Jake coming at the last minute and tried to avoid it and maybe twist it out of the way a little bit. Anyway, it didn't look like Jake extended with the knee. But he got him. So, hey, if you're a Toronto supporter, I can see the argument that that was knee on knee. But then, like, I'm sure the league looked at it in every angle possible. But live and then just the replay that I saw, it didn't really look like he led with the knee. So that's got to be the action that the league looks for when they call that and makes it rise to supplemental discipline. So it didn't look like it to me.
All right, Fluto, what does the absence of Kadri mean to the Leafs? How important is he to their success?
Oh, tremendous. Well, he was their best forward.
Right.
In game two. Scores a goal. Like, he's one of those guys that's going to bite back when the Bruins are playing that way. That's just his game is built for that kind of action. So there's one. He's a good player, and he can play to that intensity. Second, at home, Toronto has last change now for the next two games. That means, okay, it depends. Do you want to match the Tavares line against Bergeron, perhaps? Or he could have the option to match the Kadri line against Bergeron and then free up Tavares and Marner for fewer shifts against that line. So that's one thing that's gone. And then you got to move Nylander probably to center. Nylander was pretty quiet. In game two, he makes that bad turnover in the zone that leads to Heinen's goal. So he struggled in game two. And then Matthews, he hasn't been Matthews that he can be. So what does that leave you? That leaves you with one consistent center in Tavares, if you're Toronto, that you can say, okay, this guy is going to give me a pretty good shift, a pretty good production each and every shift. Matthews remains to be seen, and then you go down the line and Nylander or whoever it is. That's just it's a very big loss for the Leafs, especially considering what the Bruins might be dressing on D tonight.
You mentioned that, and well, first let's start with DeBrusk, who spoke to you guys after the game, after game two, and from my point of view, didn't look like he was all there. And he's not the only one that's dinged up. Who's playing tonight?
We don't know. Maybe Jake might not play. Who knows? Maybe Torrey Krug might not play. Maybe Connor Clifton might not play. So, and then you compound that with the fact that Marcus Johansson was still not feeling right yesterday. He didn't travel with the team. Now he has the option to come up today on his own if he's feeling better and participate. We don't know if that's going to happen. But I think if you're the coaching staff, you're really worried about those two Ds. Torrey, we saw what happened to him, and he didn't look so good after losing the helmet and going into the boards like that. That was a very unfortunate outcome of a very clean hit from Muzzin. Clifton, I didn't see what happened, but I saw him leave the ice and didn't come back. So where does that leave you? Steve Kampfer, I don't think he's played in a playoff game yet in his career. And then Jacob Zboril is up from Providence. So like if that's your third pair, boy, you've got to be very cautious if you lose Cassidy to pick your spots in terms of where to play them. I would imagine if that's the case and Torrey and Connor can't play, you would probably go with Chara and Carlo as your shutdown pair and move McAvoy to Grizzlick's side. So, but again, we don't know. Maybe they're feeling a little bit better and all three are in. So we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, so Cassidy talked about Corrali and John Moore, and he said the protocol, you know, usually they have to practice with the team, but he said this time of year we might have to skip a step. Does that mean to you that either of those guys could be available tonight?
Unlikely. Sean is still wearing a modified cast on his right hand, and he hasn't practiced. I think he's behind Moore in that aspect. Moore, and they both skated yesterday when the rest of the team didn't skate. So they're progressing, but they still haven't gone in a full contact practice. So maybe Moore, especially given that he's a veteran guy, if he's feeling okay after the morning skate, maybe gets in a bump or two, then maybe he could go back in, especially considering the situation with the Ds. I don't know. If I recall yesterday, that Bruce was pretty pretty iffy in terms of their availability for tonight. So maybe game four, we see more, and maybe we see Sean too. But doubtful that we'll see them for tonight.
All right, Flutie, you were one of the few people that I read that was critical of Tuukka Rask after game one. Can you kind of describe why and what an elite goaltender or a goaltender that was playing at an elite level would have done in that game?
Yeah, it looked to me like it was a very busy game for Tuukka. I don't think that necessarily lends to his strengths. Active, kind of frantic, frenetic, and that's not really the Tuukka that you see when he's really dialed in. It's very calm, it's quiet, it's smooth. It's a little bit more controlled and contained. I really didn't see that in the first two periods. And then you look at the nature of the goals that he let in. First goal, no chance. Second goal, and this is a big ask, a penalty shot and then a breakaway in one period. Penalty shot, he gets stuck on his right foot, and you said he couldn't get over in time on Marner, couldn't get a poke check in, couldn't do anything to limit Marner, who was really close by that time. And then the Nylander goal, you said, you probably used the wrong save selection. The puck shouldn't be able to go through the stick and then through him and in. So I think he was better, much better in game two, but he didn't really get tested. But you look at the style of play that he played in game two, much more dialed into what he does. Not busy, not jumping, not pushing, much more controlled. So, but of course, any goal is going to look like that when he's not really being pressured. So best of both worlds. Defense played much better. Tuukka played much better in game two.
All right, finally, Fluto, can the Bruins team, do you think they come out and play the same way in terms of being so physical? And if they do, is there anything Toronto can do to counter that based on their personnel?
Well, it certainly succeeded for them the way that they came out in the first 10 minutes of game two. But that is so hard for them to bottle up and try and deliver once more. It's crazy that you think if this is going to be a long spring, that was only one game out of 16 wins that you've got to get. So like that's just it's so hard on these players to play that style regularly throughout the playoffs and just not be worn out. Like and we saw the consequence, the injuries that are bound to happen when you play that style. So I think the Bruins still have to some degree. Now, can we see it to that extent? That's going to be hard to duplicate just because of how intense they were in game two. But it gave them success, so they're going to have to play that way, at least replicate it. And as for Toronto, they're going to have to play with the puck more. Get going, get out of their zone, and not allow the Bruins to skate as well and close in terms of their physicality. So if they move the puck a little bit better out of their zone and get it to Matthews and Marner and Tavares with speed, then that's going to play much more to their strengths.
All right, Flutie Shinzawa from athletic.com, theathletic.com. We always appreciate it. Have a good time in Toronto.
Okay, guys. My pleasure.
All right, appreciate it. We will be right back. Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hi, how are you, honey? Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed. You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and now that Tampa Bay's down 0-3. If Columbus wins this series and the Bruins don't win, that's just a kick in the balls.
Oh, I mean, first of all, how is this happening? Because, I mean, I was locked in last night.
Their goaltending hasn't been good. They're panicking. They're playing undisciplined.
But, I mean, how do you go and become very close to the greatest hockey team of all time? Like, they were pretty close.
Yeah, they were
setting that record.
4 points short of the record for points in a season.
Did you hear the joke that I read? I didn't write it at all, but leave it to the this is what happens to the team that wins the President's Trophy with this lunatic in office.
Was that a Rick Riley joke?
No, it was just on
he didn't shrug his shoulders, so I knew it wasn't Rick Riley.
Oh, hang on. So Tiger Woods winning the Masters must have meant Rick Riley was in his happy place yesterday. Why have we not checked his Twitter feed?
All right, someone check Rick Riley's.
All right, hang on. I mean, Chuckles McYucksters, I have a feeling, had some of the all-time tweets going out there.
There has to be double entendres all over the place. So someone get up Rick Riley's Twitter.
I almost don't want to read them because I think it would almost be worth sending Bird and Nick out to the comedy club to perform them live.
Just because we haven't read them beforehand.
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah.
Are they good?
It's decent. It's pretty good.
Is anyone hot as Vindaloo?
No, it's not like that. It's Tiger, upon putting on the green jacket, quote, "It fits." Yes, it does.
Well, see, I hate that. That's like that Tom Rinaldi sanctimonious type
stuff. I've been friends with Jim Nantz forever. This is the first time I've ever seen him tear up during an interview. That's how powerful.
Oh, are you kidding me? Did he cry?
That's how powerful this moment is.
Did Jim Nantz cry?
According to Rick Riley, he did.
Can you imagine having to go to dinner with Jim Nantz and Rick Riley?
Well, then Jim Nantz, breakfast would be even worse because he gives that poor waitress the picture of the toast that he wants it cooked a certain way.
I've made my statement on that whole thing with the toast, but can you imagine Nantz in there and knowing that you're in the presence of greatness, and then Rick Riley is like the clown prince, he's just sitting there making comments. God, these guys think the Masters is the be all end all of human time. Tiger Woods with the great, you know, people talked about the moon landing and the cure for polio. Those are just dust in the wind now.
Oh, geez. I mean, Rick Riley got all like... he tweeted this. He goes, "I've always felt Tiger was so famous, so young, he could never show the world how he was really feeling. In 25 years of covering, this is the first time I've seen him show pure joy." That's a lie.
Yeah.
That's a lie. We've seen him win but his first tournament, that was pure joy.
I was at that Perkins. He seemed pretty happy after he nailed that waitress.
I mean, the way he types drives me crazy. Four knee surgeries, drop down a line. A fused spine, drop down a line. A sex scandal, another line. A divorce, a million doubts. 11 years wondering, and now, .. a fifth jacket. Oh, stop. Stop. Can we stop? It's a sport. This is not... This is a dumb game that millionaires play with a tiny little white ball hitting it around a course.
And it's not like he's an amateur that came in and like... you know, some 18-year-old kid that came in at, like, the U.S. Open and ended up winning the thing and, like, looking around, that you'd go, that's unprecedented. But, yeah, Tiger Woods is good at golf. This story of redemption is just absolutely ridiculous. I don't understand why these grown men are so obsessed with it.
No, I mean, it's great. It is a story of, I guess, coming back from being at the
coming back from being the best. Arguably of all time.
Well, to be the best, lose it all, and then be the best again.
I'm not going to dismiss that part.
Lose it all.
Well, I mean, lost his entire game. I mean, where was he 18 months ago? Getting arrested for driving, hopped up on painkillers. I mean,
hopped up on 25 sodas.
That's right. Multiple back surgeries where he couldn't barely walk. According to him,
that DUI and everything.
That's what I was saying.
Oh wow. Oh yeah, that's right. He got a DUI.
But he had a DUI because he was hooked on drugs and painkillers. This is a great comeback story.
He has come back from that DUI.
But I mean, my God! But to treat
what a hero.
This
is,
it's more along the lines of being the best golfer maybe ever. Completely losing everything is in your golf game and then getting it back.
I understand why it's exciting. I thought it was an exciting ending, too. I don't get why people are acting like this is such a big deal.
I heard yesterday it called the greatest moment in sports.
That's not
true. I think Nance might have said that.
That's the greatest moment in sports.
I don't know about that. I heard it too.
It was amazing.
And I think it might have been Nance.
As a matter of fact, just as, and this is probably because the bubble we live in, I don't even think it was the greatest moment of the weekend. I know it sounds crazy.
I'm willing to go that far.
But, and I know John did.
I'm certainly willing to go that far.
Because last night at 9 o'clock was his greatest
moment.
Well,
that's true.
You know, watching Game of Thrones with his pants down.
That's true.
Well, that's right. You watched Game of Thrones.
I did.
My pants are waiting for that for a while.
You're going to have to tell me everything that happened on the air.
I'll be honest. I'm more blown away.
The wrath of...
I'm more blown away that the Lightning are down like three games, to be quite honest. To me, that's like more astounding.
One of the best teams in history losing the first three games of a playoff
series. Because Tiger was like in like the top 10. Like he was hovering around there.
No, Tiger,
the chances of Tigering, yeah, but if the chances of Tiger winning the Masters are a lot higher than the Lightning being down three games. Like that's bat, that is bat crap insane. It was awesome to see that, and I'm glad he's back because now golf is fun. You either love him or he's a villain. It doesn't matter. But no one's been able to replace the personality that was Tiger Woods, and the fact that he's actually winning makes it 10 times.
Oh yeah, it's more worth watching. But it's also not. I don't like the way people talk about golf. They talk about it.
It's true.
Fair enough. Like it's just the grandest and the greatest of all the grandest events. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. You guys were talking before about not crying during a sporting event. What about the 1980 Olympic hockey team, guys?
Dude, I was four.
I was 17, huh?
All right. You really think that I look old because I was playing with blocks. Now, John,
I was old enough.
Yeah, John
I was in middle school at the time.
Right. Well, I was 17 at the time, and I just signed up for the draft, so times are a little emotional. And I dropped a couple tears.
Okay, well, that's... if there's something having to do with death or the draft...
There was a draft in 1980?
Yeah, they initiated the draft. I had to sign up before my 18th birthday.
In 1980, really?
Not a draft, but you had to register.
Yes, you had to register for the draft. I remember that.
Okay, yeah, that was the first time in quite a while, though.
You were scared.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. I would have been crapping my pants.
Yeah, that's different.
All right, because you had a bunch of stuff going on, so absolutely that's different.
So he said, who's worse, Pearl Jam baseball writers or old fart golf writers?
They're all the same.
I was just going to say, it might be the same person on occasion.
You know how many have that triumphant? How many people are of all the above? Because golf is sanctimonious. Baseball fans in general are not like that sanctimonious, but you'll get a Tweed professor that's like, writes poems about it, and then you want to kick him in the face.
Yeah, you know what? Do me a favor. Tracy, give me all the Tom Rinaldi this morning. Feed it into my veins. I need it. I need to hear them turn this into something that is like, as you said, the crucifixion. He's rising from the dead.
Yeah.
This is the most unbelievable.
And just in time for Easter.
Tiger rises from the dead.
Just like Jesus moved the stone. Tiger Woods comes back. Nance. He creeps into my blood. I hate Nance. The Masters. If you're not crying, what's going on in your life, Nance? I know you had the bad divorce, but I mean, what, a guy hugging his kid's going to make you cry?
Okay, let me play this clip because there's somebody who said that you are misinterpreting what he's saying here.
If that doesn't bring a tear to your eye, if you're a parent, you're not human.
Okay. Somebody said that he's saying that about Tiger's mom. And he's not saying that about...
Oh, no, he's not.
That's not true.
No way. No.
He said that when Tiger walked up behind his kid.
Hang on. He's going to say Tiger's mom is not a human? Hang on. He's not going to speak up that way about Tiger, who's the prodigal son. He's going to talk about that. He's talking about the audience.
I also believe that that was said well after he was with his family because Nance, very wisely, was quiet during that time. I thought he did a great job not saying anything to ruin the moment. I believe that was when he was walking back
but I could be wrong. There's no way he's talking about the guy's mom. If she's crying and he would say, if she's not crying, you're not human.
I can't give Jim Nance the benefit of the doubt here because he says
there's no benefit. He would never refer to a guy who just won the Masters. He thinks that he just discovered the, cold fusion. Are you crazy? That's dumb as hell. Like, she's tearing up. No kidding. I just want to know who the guy with the striped shirt on that like they hugged for like 4 hours is. And then there were people that were holding on to him for too long.
Do you remember Y.E. Yang?
Y.E.S.
Yeah, that was written long before. All right, so we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich. The real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Celtics have a rebound. Baines, 5 seconds to go. Rozier running up the back of Joseph. Pull up, crazy three at the buzzer, and it's good. Of all the ugly shots Terry Rozier could have taken, and that's the one that goes.
That's crazy. Is that what you're talking about, how your season is? Diddling, diddling, and then all of a sudden attacks and tosses that puppy and it goes up beyond the three-point line.
And it completes a third quarter in which the Pacers score 8 points.
Again, the diddling thing. Not sure what that's all about.
We have to inspect something real quick, Fred. I was kind of half-listening, but John heard this. Can you play real quick, Dan, in the other room, the promo we just ran before we just came back on the air for the Celtics? And I'll tell you when to stop. You don't have to play the whole thing. We just hear the beginning of it.
Game two of the Celtics-Pacers series is Wednesday night.
Lead for Kelly Olynyk. Wow. Quick three off balance, and it's good.
Okay, stop. Why is Kelly Olynyk in our promo for game two?
I don't know. We're about 3 years past it.
No, you just left last week.
Why is there a
I was in Miami. I swear to God, I saw Olynyk playing for the Heat.
Yeah,
or he was drawing a carriage.
Well, I wanted to see whether or not, you know, there was any kind of, like, it was a defensive play or something, and then Kelly Olynyk running down the court.
There he is.
I guess not. All right, maybe we get rid of that promo.
Oh, the Miami Dan. Olynyk.
And by the way, can I just say something? If we are making a promo and you did believe Kelly Olynyk was still in this team, why would you make him the first clip?
Good point.
Like, I mean, of all the players,
yeah,
wouldn't you have chosen?
There are a few that are better.
Why would you make Kelly Olynyk the first clip?
Yeah. So Olynyk goes off.
Well, he did that one game. There was the Kelly Olynyk game. Was that against the Wizards?
Game seven against the Wizards.
Okay.
To get them to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I'll never forget. That was so great. That was so great.
I'll never forget that game for as long as I live.
To lose to the Celtics that year was going to be tough, but to lose because of Kelly Olynyk is just demoralizing. That's demoralizing. That's a worse death than half the ones that have been on Game of Thrones. Just more degrading and more awful. Kelly Olynyk beat you.
So you watched the Game of Thrones.
I did. 54 minutes of greatness.
What happened?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for the people who haven't seen it. Might have recorded it. Couldn't watch it last night.
Why not? What do they got?
The headmaster dies.
They got, what is it? There's the wall and the wolves and everything?
The wall's already down. The Night King has a dragon. And as we all know, you missed a chance. Dragons rule. So
I don't have that ready to go, as I should.
Yes.
No, he has a dragon.
Yes. The Night King killed one of the three dragons that Daenerys Targaryen had, converted it into an evil dragon, and he melted the wall to allow the dead army to move past the wall and move south towards civilization.
Dragons rule.
Yeah. Now, Westeros is now in peril. Actually, Winterfell is in peril first.
Now, is the blonde girl, does she still have dragons?
Yes, she has two of them. She had
master
three.
Of the dragons.
She had three. Now, one of them has been moved to
left one on the train.
Yes. Mm. She has two dragons now.
Yesterday, they fornicated in front of the dragons. I'm glad they have time for that. While a giant army of dead people are approaching, they both threw dragons together and sang a whole new world, like in Aladdin.
That's a good point. The evil army is on the march, and the two, let's just go for a ride and a couple of dragons.
We have time to remove thy frocks instead in front of thy dragons. True.
Now, are they related? The person she's having
sex
with?
Yes, it is incest once again. Yes. Everyone who has sex on that John, is having John sex Snow, with a relative.
John Snow found out what we found out at the end of the last season is that the blonde woman that he is now sleeping with is his half-sister.
Our children are our actual brothers.
Does he care?
He just found out at the end of the episode, so we don't know how much he cares or not.
Did he just turn the camera and start like raising his eyebrows?
They're all going to die anyway. So it's like
the way things look. I think most of civilization is in big trouble.
Now, if you got two dragons, that's like holding all the cards, right?
Not if your enemy has at least one.
There's only two's better than one.
That's true.
There's only one thing in that episode that I think people could actually identify with, and that was when the two of them were trying to hook up. The two dragons are staring at him. It's like having the dog on the bed.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's like get off the bed.
The two dragons are about 8 feet from them while they're together.
The dragon's like smiling.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Yeah.
See, I'll put my cat in the bedroom and force her to watch. You'll see this.
Look, okay.
You've been spayed. Okay. Look at this.
It is a weird feeling. Yeah. All of a sudden, you feel like an extra tongue, like on your arm. You're like,
that's not
just kind of creep me out.
That's
really.
Oh, you've never had the dog in the bed?
No, we make it a point not to.
Oh,
no.
Trust me, I'd rather him not be on the bed.
No, I usually keep the dog out, and it just makes an incredible amount of noise.
That was so funny. Listen, I don't watch that. I just kind of watched a couple of episodes, but yesterday it was like, okay, the whole episode, they're coming, an army of dead people, they're coming to get us. It's like, let's go ride dragons together.
That was a waste of about 10 minutes.
Show you the world.
Maybe just to show you that they're in love.
A I think we knew that
new
already.
World.
But, you know, people, they wanted to loosen up. Why should they stop the romantic relationship just because the dead people are coming? You guys have no romance in you.
It's an excellent point.
Hey, kitty. Scram. I'm about to knock the boots.
That's one of those shows that cracks me up. It's like I saw there was a Game of Thrones Oreo. It's like, you know, it's a kid's cookie. Yeah. And I'm like, do you realize that everyone, like the awful things that go on in that show?
That's really, considering some of the nasty killings, the grisly killings.
Like there's like castrations and like humiliation.
You see blood spurting from necks. I mean, it's really bad.
The worst
bad.
Is there might be like seven instances of incest on that show. There's a guy who like is hooked up with all of his daughters. It's just called the daughter wives.
Yeah,
he's got like seven.
He's dead now, though.
Everyone's dead.
He's dead now.
But it's Dom DeLuise is in it. Not Ned Beatty's in it.
Right. Well, there's
what if Dom DeLuise was in it? All right.
And Burt Reynolds would slap him in the face.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds is in it. Hey, what do you got there, a dragon? He's just in his Trans Am out racing the dragons. That's right.
A lot of people mad at you, John, that you do not know the relationship between Jon Snow and the Queen.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.